The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, with me now in studio is our own Mick McCarthy from Off the Ball to talk about the new appointment that the FAI made this afternoon of the Ireland team manager. Mick, we have 3 minutes. See if you can fill that with everything that you and we need to know about the manager.
Yeah. Well, first of all, we're all angry at the FAI because we're trying to settle into like our England-Netherlands semi-final today and they hit us with this bombshell. And
it's not like them, is it, to anger us before they even start?
Not at all. I know, that's probably unfair. We've been waiting for 231 days, so maybe time enough. But yeah, Heimer Hellgrimsson, I'm not as sure as everybody is much about him, to be honest. He's 57. He was the Iceland manager, the co-manager, when they famously beat England in Euro 2016 and, you know, got to the quarterfinals of the Euros. They then qualified with him as the sole manager for the 2018 World Cup, which is their first time. And you think of Iceland as a population of 400,000 and how small a country they were. And when, you know, when we're growing up in the Charlton era as Iceland, they're a minnow of international football. So it was an incredible achievement. Mm. But from there, he went and managed in Qatar for a couple of years, for 3 years, I think, as a club manager. And then he's taken over the Jamaica national team up until right now, where he qualified for the Copa America, which is impressive for Jamaica. Mm. They didn't have probably their best player in Leon Bailey, but you know, there's you know, all kinds of things that we only know a little bit about, if you know what I mean.
But
at this stage,
was there any mention of him in the run to this? Has you heard his name floated around at all?
I'm not going to lie, I didn't even know his name today, but I do feel like
you
there was an Icelandic name knocking around,
it.
You know? Yeah, so
well, look, I'm trying to look for pluses. So, look, when Charlton came in, we there wasn't a great deal of enthusiasm about it. He's not really inheriting. We're not a great catch either.
No,
so,
unfortunately, not
a lot of
moment.
People banging down the door. But really what I want to know is how much John O'Shea feel about all this?
Yeah, it's interesting. And it's funny, it's what I've been thinking as well, because I can't judge him as a manager. It could be a very good appointment. And it's not that, like, his record actually does stand up to scrutiny in terms of, is this what we need? Somebody to rise us up through the rankings and so on. So that's fine. But you have to look at it and think, from the FAI's point of view, from Irish football's point of view, how do we have... It's all right, very well, going to England or going to Italy for Trapattoni and all these great countries and bringing in some expertise. But how are we in a position where a country of 400,000 people can produce someone that we don't feel like we have anybody in that category?
Yeah.
And John O'Shea is obviously one of them, who's obviously done the job for 4 games now and has coaching experience, but there's a few others as well. And nobody seemed to think that anybody that was gettable, that was Irish, was the man for the job. But apparently it seems like this guy is. And he may very well be. It could end up being a very, very astute appointment. And at the moment, we don't know. So that's why we're asking these questions.
Well, look, no doubt you'll be ruminating it for hours and hours and off the ball.
We'll give it a little bit of time and a little bit to the England match.
England match. Mick, thank you very much for coming into us so
quickly.
Thanks, Mandy. We really appreciate it.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.